This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
One of the silliest aspects in the ongoing debate over the 22% rise in BC's minimum wage over the last couple of years, which is on its way to a 34% increase in just 4 years. Alberta had a 33% increase in just 2 years, but it's silly to suggest there's going to be no consequence. I mean, a major cost component of bricks and mortar retail and the restaurant business, the two biggest employers of minimum wage workers, goes up significantly, and proponents say there's going to be no consequence? Come on, especially in addition to other government-mandated labor costs, and that's a key. I mean, it's either disingenuous or ignorant to focus on simply a wage change when holiday pay, Canada Pension Plan contributions, employment insurance rates are tied to wages. A hike in minimum wage also forces the wages higher for anyone making, say, a dollar or two or three above the minimum wage because they have more responsibility or do more work. I mean, to assess the impact of increasing the cost of labor, all other government-mandated increases have to be taken into consideration. For example, businesses in Alberta and BC are forced to pay higher property taxes and higher employer contributions for the expanded Canada Pension Plan each year for the next 6 years. In BC's case, employers now have to pay the medical services plan premiums for employees too. I mean, all of this has to be taken into account when assessing the impact of raising labor costs. And in assessing that impact, you got to look at a whole lot of variables. For example, the overall strength of the economy and the demand for low-skilled labor plays a huge part, which is very different in urban versus rural areas. And that's rarely ever mentioned by minimum wage advocates. I mean, how easily price increases due to the increased cost can be passed along to consumer also plays a part in determining the impact. I mean, raising labor costs increases the incentive for automation and technological substitution for jobs has never been easier or less expensive. The point is, there's always an impact of a cost increase that's several times higher than the rate of inflation. I mean, the research is clear that workers can find their hours cut back, benefits reduced, consumer prices raised, and sometimes even jobs are eliminated. But to suggest there's no impact, well, as they say, is silly talk. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.